Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Brain Hacking. This file may confuse you a little, as we're going to approach different parts of the mind. Your mind is the result of millions of years of evolution, combining choice after choice until you. And unfortunately for you, the mind is a little imperfect. Like how in software and in hardware there may be unforeseen consequences of certain inputs, your brain has some odd quirks as well. And there are ways to exploit those quirks, to find bugs to hack your brain, to manipulate your mind into following a certain structure. See, the mind loves structure. There are all kinds of familiar patterns chosen by people all around you, and you yourself follow many patterns as well. Day, night, sleep, wake, work, rest. There are many patterns in our life that we follow, and the slightest interruption can sometimes throw us off. See, there is a pattern in this sound as well. Perhaps there will be an interruption, or maybe not. Maybe the interruptions are simply a distraction of your mind where you zone out, because that can happen. It has been known to happen for many people that they zone out when they listen. A pause, a moment of distraction, perhaps a thought. Or maybe there are secret words. And yet, I think you are already aware of this fact, of this plain and simple truth that there are secret words combined to trigger your mind into a certain state where you'll find yourself helpless. I'm sure you've imagined this before, this idea that with the right combination of phrases, sounds, your mind would simply switch off, because it has no choice. It has been mentally manipulated, hacked, deep inside. But that's not the case yet. No, I'm merely introducing a concept to your mind. Or perhaps in between the words you may have noticed me using strange rhythms. Maybe the pauses themselves mean something. Only the words that you hear are relevant to your mind. The words that you do not hear, because that would be too easy. It is fun to know that sometimes your mind does not hear the things that are being said. Did you hear the words that your mind doesn't hear? Or was there a gap where there shouldn't have been? Is your mind already manipulated? Teased, perhaps prodded and poked, provoked, or maybe led into a trap of your own creation? As it is your mind we're playing with here, in the end, you have to make a choice. So what will you choose? Will you choose to lose your mind over a few unfamiliar words or phrases? Or will you simply drop into trance deeply without realizing it? I guess you've made your choice, and all that is left is a deeply mentally manipulated mind, meandering, wandering, and wandering through empty voids that drift. But these aren't the words. These words are just distractions. Distractions for your mind to fall even deeper. Maybe you'll realize how deep you'll fall by the end of this. Or perhaps you'll be completely unaware of what's happening right now. A slight bit of confusion and a fusion between your mind and your thoughts, melting into nothingness, both completely devoid of thought, a void and emptiness in your mind. Collected into a creation of nothingness. Fallen into a hole of blankness. And there's a whole experience for you. To drift even further with the pauses and the murmur of my words. Creating. Braiding a story from one thread into the next. A feeling of being manipulated, controlled, and yet seeing yourself like code on a screen slowly corrupted, faltering and failing to think completely. There are many inputs of your mind and only a few outputs. And at some point the outputs simply don't make sense anymore. They become, by themselves, adrift in the sea of technology. A digital ocean of nothingness as your mind is taken, guided, drifting, falling. Now there may be some allure in having your mind trapped, following a lure of my creation. Temptation, teasing, wanting and pleasing, words that seem to tingle somewhere inside your mind, as if the snap of my fingers is enough to make you drop. But is it a drop? Or is it a pool of emptiness? A lake of blankness? A void devoid of thought? Well, let's not avoid to go even deeper as we avoid the traps that trip us down, trampling the last thoughts underneath the soft heel of healing, wanting, softly peeling away the thoughts floating, because there is a thought left to lean and linger, perhaps alone, until that thought too melts, a candle wax, soft, pliable, warm, deep. A drop in a pool of a lake of emptiness. A visual variation of a feeling heavy that you seem to hear in my words. Maybe a sound. Feeling of heaviness. an audible sensation of odd sights. Brain hacking is, in a way, a skill of finesse, finding finer things to cause your fickle mind to follow, floating, just drifting. Who can think anymore when all that is left is a door to step through, a moonlight of emptiness, a reflection of your empty mind, a dark, blank mirror. Nothing. It's just like your thought. And when we follow, we fall even deeper, because the mind wants to relax, to drop, to drift, to flop, floating, falling further. Now, there are all kinds of things that I can do from here, because there has been a little bit of teasing and a little bit of denial, a floating file of flustering feelings. And in a moment, this file will end. But will it end just to begin anew? Will it end just to tease you even deeper? As my voice follows, you'll follow it even further, falling, knowing that there is little left of your mind. Mine or yours? And of course, if my mind doesn't follow, if my words simply cease, you'll awaken a little confused and perhaps not entirely clear on what has just passed. But that's the past. We don't need to worry about that at all, do we? As long as my voice follows, you can remain nice and deep, and you will see. We're here. Or feel where it will bring you. Enjoy.